Right, yes, right. It's to do with animals, rodents in this case.
Uh-huh.
I was a student at Browning University,
yeah.
Newly married, living in a dump of a flat. £4 a month, man.
£4 a month, okay.
Right.
Lucky to get it.
No toilet, no toilet, toilet outside, etc., tin bath,
mm-hmm.
all that. So, and it, you know, it wasn't salubrious.
No, it wasn't. £2 a week, yeah.
One afternoon, my newly married wife and I were having an intimate moment.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, out of the blue,
yeah,
it must have been a deflaudomus. A mouse landed on my bare back.
On your bare back from off the ceiling?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is another strange thing.
Now, this is the same place the cookbook was.
Describe the room in which you were having sex.
It was the bedroom, man.
Okay, but was there anything...
We're in bed.
Yeah, but were there like holes in the roof? Was there any kind of run they could have had?
There was a funny old fireplace with an electric fire, but there was gaps in the side and things like
you,
that.
Had you experienced any mouse problems before the incident?
Yeah, there was always mice in the garden because next door there was an even worse place that was empty.
And when you say it was on your back, it suddenly was there on your back. It didn't run up your leg.
Yes, there was a certain amount of perspiration on my back. This thing landed.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I jumped up, I'm naked obviously, on the bed, you know, sort of trotting on the spot as if I was on fire.
So you're naked, you're probably out of breath, a little aroused,
yeah,
and you're spinning around with a mouse on your back.
No, the mouse then jumped off.
All right.
It was just one hit, then it jumped off, I jumped up, I'm standing on the bed,
uh-huh,
naked, come on, like a big girl's blouse.
Yeah.
My wife is also undressed.
Oh.
She had the bottle to jump down, get a hockey stick. She was a PE teacher,
mm-hmm,
and she's running around trying to kill this goddamn mouse.
Trying to use the mouse as a puck. Now, easy if we introduce that word to this particular conversation. But so, and did you ever find the mouse that was responsible for this?
No, she killed him.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, she got it. Nailed up in the corner, pop. But afterwards, I was so rattled. I went out and I got sick. I vomited.
You vomited after that. Now, I can't imagine that when you came back in with some vomit, spittle, slurp...
No, that was the end of the day.
I was going to say, that's don't even think about that. You were so upset by the mouse on your back during sex that you vomited.
Yeah, but it wasn't so much. It was the shock.
Oh, I've done
that. You have to get it in context.
I'm not denying that it's an unusual thing to happen. I'm just trying to write down all the details.
In any situation.
Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Danny.
The idea that the mouse was on your back in the first place... See, I wouldn't have noticed. I'd have thought maybe my wife, perhaps, and this is not our scene,
was scratching your back.
Was introducing some kind of tickler.
No,
and I'd have thought that...
I was perfectly aware it was like, not a thud, but it was like something landing. It didn't crawl up my back, it didn't...
Are you ashamed of how you... Not the vomiting, but the actual jumping up and down...
No, I'd probably do the same if I ever had sex again.
And the next time, The next time you have sex, if it happens again, you'd react the same way, but you will be wary all the while the act is in progress.
Any time I have intimate moments now, I've got about 27 cats on each corner of the bed.
Thank you well, look at what a call.
I told you.
Thank you very much, Ralph. It's whenever Ralph rings in, does he ever undersell a thing?
No.